fighting for America.
From 1996 to 2005, we ran a bond every 2 years. We opened a school every year up until 2009, because that's what it takes to keep up with 1,000 new kids a year.
Fighting for Idaho.
Socrates, Aristotle, Plato. All these guys had to work with was a smooth bit of sand, a sharp stick, and their brain. They turned out some pretty good work.
Fighting for you.
It's that time of year again. Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic.
In the summer tradition, throw a blanket down in the park with your family, eat a donut, drink some coffee, have some milk, watch the balloons fly off the ground.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Dude, I appreciate everything you do. You're a great American.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, welcome. And if you're in your cars, don't look up. I know what you're saying. Oh, Kevin, why are you telling me not to look up? Well, over 50 balloons for the first time in 12 or is it 13 years. So many balloons here in the Treasure Valley up at one time, part of the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Now, here's the skinny. If you can't come out today, it's Dorothy Miller's favorite event tonight, the Night Glow. Come out. It's free. Ann Morrison Park. And you can hear the big announcer behind me talking about it. Or Saturday morning where they knock over the porta-potties. Or Friday, the religious service. It is great. And as I've said before, I try not to have any type of curtain between you and me. And that's why we have, you know, Alan L. Morton, Attorney Law, Tea Party Bob, Mrs. Tea Party Bob. It's because we're all real people. We're authentic as we can be, and we're going to work harder to even be more. But I look at the people that sponsored this, that have invested in it. We couldn't do that without them. I'm very proud to be associated with a company led by Kevin Godwin, who believes in these events that have brought them back. And it's a truly public partner, public-private partnership when you have the city and everything else. All this costs money, and I want to thank everybody that believes in this event, because you go to Seattle, you go to Portland, you go to Salt Lake, you go anywhere else in America, as I'm just texting a buddy of mine from out of state, and you don't have this stuff. So just a note of appreciation here this morning. By the way, we are talking about the game last night. You're thinking, well, Kevin, you're not a sports guy. Please don't tell me you're selling out. No, we're not selling out, but...
Oh, you're selling out, Kevin.
Huge game. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, with us here at 580KIDO. And, again, we'll take your calls on the game last night at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You wanted to say something, Mr. Morton?
How can you possibly, after the big game last night, show up at the Spirit of Boise with a University of Oregon sweatshirt? That's almost unforgivable.
Well, you're a business guy, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, and I've said
what
this.
What business is it, though, of wearing a University of Oregon sweatshirt to the Treasure of Boise?
Well, what should I wear?
What should you wear? Boise State, of course.
Well, I have more Boise State gear than probably any other gear, including my beloved University of Alabama, but it's a business decision.
Where's the evidence? Show us the evidence.
Well, again, I go back to the Broncos, and, you know, the Broncos were with us, and they made a business decision to go with a national company. And they said, don't take it personally. It's business. So I look at them and covering them, and I don't take it personally. It's just business.
So is this your way of just trying to have this closet liberal coming out? Is that what you're saying?
What do you mean by that?
The University of Oregon, you know, the
that's where they filmed Animal House.
That is the mecca of liberals.
Well, I'm a big fan of coaches, not so much teams, and I was a big fan, I still am, of Chris Peterson, a big fan of Nick Saban, a big fan of Chip Kelly, and I do believe that Oregon is going to suffer now that Kelly isn't there. And, you know, I think Boise State is a lot better off with Coach Harsin than Oregon is with that guy, whatever his name is, Billy. And, no, this is just, again, something to keep me warm.
Well, so this is a sympathy expression.
By the way, you can look at the evidence of my Oregon sweatshirt by going to our Facebook page, Kevin Miller. But back to the point that I'm trying to make. Look, they made a business decision, not that I'm bitter about it, 3 or 4 years ago when they decided to go with a big national company, make a lot of money instead of the local company, which is great. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I have to sit back and wear the blue and orange. I think they're great. I think they're wonderful. I think they're historic. But that doesn't mean that I can't wear my beloved duck shirt.
So are you going to go to the Albertson Stadium then with this University of Oregon instead of the Blue, as Coach Harsin has asked the media to do?
Well, Coach, what does Coach Harsin ask the media to do? Not to wear red.
Not to wear red,
yeah.
Wear blue?
Well, we've
so
heard,
you're going to wear green instead, is
no,
that it?
By the way, I think the Albertsons deal was a bad deal for them. I think they could have gotten a lot more money for it, but you can't really be critical in this town. Now, Ken, you're a businessman. I mean, it's less than, after the big national company gets their cut, it's less than like $800,000 a year for naming rights.
Yeah, Albertsons beat me out just by a million or two, I think.
Alan L. Morton, attorney at Law Stadium, that would have been great. But on a more serious note here at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, your thoughts on last night's game. By the way, from the Statesman, we have Wright Thompson, a writer from Mississippi, smacking Idaho. And we'll get your responses to this via Twitter. This is what he had to say. Quote, unquote, Idaho is Montana for crazy people. Go Rebs. I was kidding and apologize to all Idaho citizens, all 87 of them. Go Rebs. Now, again,
I think that constitutes a claim for intentional infliction of distress for class action.
Here we have it, Wright Thompson again. I do like potatoes. He continues on during the game. Right, by the way, this is at Wright Thompson on Twitter. Boise State's coach has a wide stance. In Sun Valley, the SEC is who put Daddy in jail. So,
hey, what is Twitter, by the way?
Twitter, you know, you're such a Facebook guy. You would love Twitter because you're so pithy and with your comments. But here at 580KIDO, we live in such a great community that nobody really talks smack. So here you have Wright Thompson calling us out, saying all these things. And you have a lot of people that have Bronco envy from a litigious point of view, from a legal point of view. And you say they have a big exemption, but they are public-private institutions. They do take taxpayer money. Their stadiums are built by taxpayers. What other recourse do people in the mid-majors have? And by the way, Boise State, the last mid-major really to be left out. Hawaii actually might get rid of their football program now, and they were another BCS buster. But everybody else, Utah, TCU, they've sold out.
Well, Hawaii always had a problem, you know. I mean, being called rainbows, I mean, what was that all about? At least they upgraded to Warriors.
The Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah, the Rainbow Warriors.
Right. Why'd they get rid of Rainbow?
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with the Rainbow?
What's wrong with Rainbow?
The Rainbow is the new thing. Don't you know that?
Well, politically, yes. But on a football field?
Well, football being politically correct, just ask. Well, never mind. We continue on here at 580KIDO. Let's go back to last night's game if you have a thought. By the way, we pride ourselves on being the only local show where you get to talk, whether it's at 5 or 6 or 7 or even 8, about the game last night. And I take a look at this, and a lot of mistakes were made, a lot of physicality, as we've talked about. But I take a look, I look at it as, boy, those teams were great under Chris Peterson. Not, it doesn't say so much about the current crop.
Well, you know.
It's unfair, I think, to compare what Peterson did with Kellen Moore to what we have today.
Exactly, exactly. I have great respect for our coaches, you know, Coach Harsin and Coach Yates. I think
why do you keep bringing up Coach Yates? What's up with that?
Well, he's a great defensive coach.
He's not the head coach.
No, but he is. He's a viable recruiter.
He wasn't good last night, was he?
Well, it wasn't about him. He wasn't on the field.
Hey,
his player is not executing the X's and O's.
How about some double coverage on number one there for Ole Miss?
What can you do when your quarterback gives four picks? I mean, goodness sakes, we were seven and six.
You were 7-6 going into the third quarter, fourth quarter, and the defense broke. So you're saying the defense isn't responsible?
Well, in part, obviously they were. There were. Blown coverage all through that fourth quarter, but at that time the die was cast. I mean, that's the problem we teach our little kids in Optimus football. Regardless of what the score is, you play every play as if it were the last. And that didn't happen last night. I can tell you that right now. Our secondary had blown coverage a number of times. We just didn't have an answer.
Well, you made Bo Wallace look like the next coming of Kellen Moore in the second half. I do believe that they should have retired Kellen Moore's jersey. We're not talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers here. We're talking about a program that is creating history as we speak. Let's go to the phones at 580KIDO, and we go to Liberal Steve, who wants to talk about the football game. Good morning, Liberal Steve.
Hey, good morning, good morning. typical attorney, every word out of their mouth is like it's going to be their last. Hey, what a game.
Hey, just pay me, liberal.
It's funny.
Liberals don't pay.
Well, they pay good. That's the difference between an amateur and a professional, but I think you're pushing amateur. Broncos went to a football game, but the other team was the only one that showed up and wanted to play football. What a butt kicking contest that was! You know, I turned it off after the first half. I mean, come on. You knew.
You know. Let me jump in here along with Liberal Steve's lame attempt at commentary on the game. You're going to have a lot of people in the Kool-Aid drinking sports media here at 580KIDO going to be saying, "Well, you can't criticize the Broncos. You're bandwagoners." I think it's the fans' rights. They pay the bills that they should be able to criticize the Broncos, right, Liberal Steve?
Pour tons of money into that college.
Typical liberal.
I'd get rid of those coaches right now. Mid-season, I'd get rid of them. Come on, we've had plenty of time.
You're going to fire the coaches after one game.
After that,
who do we replace them with? Are you going to apply?
I don't know how they could call themselves coaches. Come on, we're out to win. That wasn't even a winning effort. Come on now, be serious. It's a game.
I think you've said "come on now" just about enough.
Anyway, you stay fired up. And oh, by the way, the Vandals will win by 7. You can put that.
You're calling the Vandals over Florida?
Well, absolutely. Have you seen them?
What's your position on the legalization of marijuana?
Yeah, we already know what his position on pot smoking is. All right.
Hey,
Liberal Steve, thank you for the call. Kevin,
you go back to your Jack Daniels. Stay fired up, Kev.
580KIDO, Liberal Steve smacking Eleanor Morton, attorney at law, Kevin Miller at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Having a great time here as we move along. By the way, Tom Fitton will join us from Judicial Watch coming up. But I get back to this issue, Eleanor Morton, attorney at law, of you're going to have people going, "We can't get off the bandwagon," and being critical of the fans. Look, Ole Miss physically wore them down. The defense did as good a job as it can, and quite frankly, they don't have the bullets or the weapons that they had under Kellen Moore and Chris Peterson. No disrespect to Marcel Yates, no disrespect to Brian Harsin. Timing's everything, and maybe it'll be a couple years before they get those type of recruits back.
Well, all I can speak of is from my own experience, both as a player and as a coach, coaching Optimus football. You do the best
that you
can. But
you're not a head coach.
I am not. No, I'm not. I won't do that. I like to coach, play with the kids, not with the parents. That's what the head coach has to do. But in teaching kids how to play, we don't play the game for them. You know, there was an excellent tale of two cities yesterday, a first half and a second half. The first half, we played very well other than the picks that were thrown. Even with the picks, we were only down by a point at the half. But the second half, the Rebels made a number of adjustments that we did not answer. And of course, our quarterback continued to throw picks. You can't win a game with 4 picks. You just can't do it. And these are mistakes that are going to have to be taken up in practice, and I know that they're going to pick those up. What was disappointing to me outside of the score of the game was we just didn't look like we were conditioned to take these guys on. We were tired in that fourth quarter.
So is that the coach's fault?
Well, that's drilling and drilling and drilling, and I may be wrong, but we just looked tired. It could be at a point in the game I tell the kids that there's a point in the game where the game's over before it's over, and your job is to help convince your worthy opponent that the game is over, that they can't win it, and it makes your job easier because they're just filling in their time. But they're not playing with the intensity, and they're not exploding off the ball. There was a period of time where our guys gave up. You could see that.
You're saying they gave up.
They did. They did. You could see that in their faces. Even when there was one play where Ajayi just was disgusted, you know, when we were didn't going for the fourth down. You could see the frustration.
I thought that was lack of discipline on his part, and I think Harsin talked to him about that. Don't take off your helmet. Don't shrug your shoulders. Don't give everybody the sense that you are frustrated. They don't need to know that.
Well, but you're talking kids, okay? Even though you're dealing with...
Oh, my gosh. How many excuses are you going to make? Are you going to make the same excuse for the quarterback?
Well, no. But he is young. But nevertheless, he's got the most experience that we've got out there on the team.
I know when Chip Kelly ran Oregon, they didn't have a problem with conditioning.
Well, that's true. The conditioning issue is one of coaching, and they're going to address that. They're going to have to address it.
More coming up next here at 580KIDO. We'd love to hear from you at 580-5436. We are live at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Over 50 balloons over the Treasure Valley right now. What a great event to be a part of. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
The DMB Garden Show with Debbie Cook, Saturday mornings at 10 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Living the dream here at Ann Morrison Park, Kay Millie in the morning. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law with us. Let's go to Ted in Boise that wants to talk about last night's game. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. I just have to disagree with, is it Alan, your guest there? I think you could turn it around, and Mississippi could say at halftime that after three interceptions, we're still ahead by 1 point. I mean, that was, both teams were just, awful in the first half. BSU, gained, 253 points, yards. But in the second half, they only managed another 125 yards. Mississippi totally dominated. And don't forget that their All-American linebacker was ejected 5 minutes into the game, and their All-American nose guard didn't play. So I just think the Broncos really, they just didn't look like a team that you were going to see after so many, the Harsin didn't open up practices, and I just expected a heck of a lot more.
Well, before Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, responds with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO,
mm-hmm.
Tell me, Ted, about your disappointments with the coaching staff.
Well, I'm disappointed. I just thought I'd see more. I mean, I really thought that. Well, actually, you really can't. I mean, Hedrick is not. He showed what he was. He's
right.
Four interceptions for Pete's sake, and also Mississippi had eight motion penalties in the first half, one in the second half. So it leads me to believe that the far better team adjusted better in the second half. You had eight motion, penalties. That'll kill you. I don't think it was so much BSU's defense as it, maybe give them credit for the fact that they confused them, but still, jumping off sides eight times, or seven times in the first half. BSU was
five times in the first quarter, yeah. You heard what Hugh Freeze said at halftime, Ted. It's embarrassing. Look, if they would have lost, they would have been kicked out of the SEC.
He was totally embarrassed, the head coach. And Bo Wallace is a good quarterback, stable and everything else, but man alive, Mississippi, I'd be surprised if they're a top 20 team at the end of the year. Anyway,
how do you feel about
agree, Ted. Thank you for the call here at 580KIDO. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, your thoughts on what Ted said. Okay, and here's the other thing. Harsin closed these practices. You're not wearing red. You're not, we're going to da-da-da-da-da. You've been there. I've been there. You talk the talk. You work your butt off. You do everything you can, but you're not successful. Did he make some mistakes?
Well, of course they made mistakes. That's the game of football. There is no such thing as a perfect game. But I think the caller made some great points that I totally agree with.
He said that you were wrong. Do you agree with that? By the way, our great friend O from Eagle here as well. The gang's all here.
I think he was right.
He was right that you were wrong.
That's right.
Well, then if you're wrong, why are you saying these points?
Well,
that may work in the courtroom.
We're right and we're wrong.
Counselor, that may work in the courtroom, but in the court of public opinion with the people that decide, we need some authenticity, we need some credibility, sir.
Well, don't give me that. A guy that shows up at the Spirit of Boise wearing a University of Oregon sweatshirt has absolutely no credibility.
Do you know what the number two seller is of merchandise in the mall after BSU?
The number two merchandise? University Vandals.
University of Oregon. Idol. Oregon.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it goes well with the porta potty. Maybe they're being bought out for this great festival tonight.
There we have it. Alan L. Morton gives me the smack and plugs tonight's nightclub. Any final thoughts for you? Because I know you have to go actually work for a living.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about it. But I'll tell you, last night was disappointing. The close practices, that's a media thing.
Well, no, it's
LaVell Edwards never had open practices
but he's
at Brigham Young
University. But he's not LaVell Edwards.
Well,
he's not LaVell Edwards. And here's where I think that the universities have an issue. Don't, if you're the media, don't wear this, don't do that, you support us. Are you paying our salary? No. Do you need some, tough coverage?
Yeah, I think he made a mistake about trying to tell people what to wear in there.
And here's the other thing with Peterson. Look, he was a bully. He was a nice man, an outstanding coach. But he and BSU, they're bullies with the media.
He was in control, and they are in control.
But here's
it's
the deal.
It's their university, not ours.
You're right. And you know something? That's the way it is. Gone are the days of the confrontation when it comes to a journalist and a coach. But you take a look at Peterson, he'd raise his eyebrow and everybody would cower. And they'd say, you better be a good boy or you're not getting your passes.
Well, it's not mi casa, your casa. You know, it's their house, their rules.
With our public institution money.
That's right.
Coming up, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, and I don't know how he's going to follow it up, but that'll be Owen Eagle with us. What do you make of O here? He's a well-dressed, good-looking guy here.
Hey, he's all ready to go.
Yeah, now, don't you like how we describe people in radio? Yes, that goes a long way. Explains a lot. Alan L. Morton, thank you for swinging in.
Hey, it's good to see you again. It's a great show that we had here this morning, The Spirit of Boise. 50 balloons are up and about. What a beautiful testament to the great city we live in.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. We go live to our friend from Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, joining us with the very latest. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I know we have you for a brief time, but I wish you were here. We've got over 50 balloons out here at Ann Morrison Park.
I wish I had my girls there. Oh, my gosh.
It is incredible.
I don't know if that like?
Oh, it's about 65, 70 right now.
Oh, boy. Well, this is the day the Lord has made, so enjoy yourself. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, we appreciate you fighting for us in Washington so we can enjoy days like this in Idaho. Can you tell us the latest on just this troubling Lois Lerner IRS email scandal?
It's big. You know, we were DOJ lawyers for the IRS told us last week we've been fighting for these emails in court and other material that the IRS is now missing. And they told us that these emails are on a backup system that is set up in case of a catastrophe. And it would be too onerous to look for them. So all of this smoke and mirrors about hard drives and now BlackBerry's, all that is just a distraction. And it has been a big lie. And we now know the administration has had this backup system and they don't feel like searching it for the emails, at least in our case.
Tom, you can't do this work that Congress doesn't get. In fact, several congressmen said if it wasn't for a Judicial Watch, we would never learn the truth. You guys are at it. You've been at it for years. I've been a fan of yours personally for many, many years.
Thanks.
Tell us what it takes to fund your nonpartisan watchdog group.
Well, literally hundreds of thousands of Americans give us support. You know, we're not we don't have a George Soros. We don't have the resources of a Department of Justice that have literally unlimited resources. It is a wonderful American success story. There's light at the end of the tunnel if you're worried about corruption in Washington, where we're a group of citizens who are supported by other citizens through voluntary contributions, and we have lawyers and investigators and other great staff working here to get the word out and they educate and go to court, and it is so gratifying to see our work gain access to information that no one else is able to do or do things that no one else is able to do. We're doing the job of the Department of Justice, the media, and Congress all rolled up into one, and it's wonderful. We're great, and we're proud to do it, but we couldn't do it without our supporters, and those supporters who are Judicial Watch supporters out there, give yourselves a pat on the back.
And if you want to contribute, you can go to judicialwatch.org.
Oh, yeah, go to judicialwatch.org. That's right. But there's so much going on with the IRS,
right.
Benghazi, the border, Obamacare. There's so much that needs to be monitored from this administration and, frankly, any administration. This government is too big and it's out of control. It is off the rails. People don't think the laws apply. But thankfully, Judicial Watch is there in federal court reminding government officials that they do still have to follow the law, and we're doing it successfully in ways that no one could ever imagine.
Tom, you've been at this again. You're a warrior. How does Benghazi, the IRS, the NSA, and so many others compare to previous battles that you fought with George W. Bush and other presidents? Where are we at the corruption level here?
Well, this president is second to none in terms of secrecy and respect and disrespect for his oath of office and the rule of law. You know, the president Clinton had. He was terrible. I mean, he was selling, Chinese missile secrets. He essentially was giving Chinese missile secrets in exchange for campaign contributions. So that was pretty awful. You know, and President Bush, unfortunately, really had contempt for the people's right to know. So we're always battling them, took them all the way up to the Supreme Court. This president has contempt for the people's right to know, is personally corrupt, corrupting his office by abusing his offices and his agencies to attack his political opponents, something Clinton had done, but not in the extent and degree that Obama has done. And he just doesn't think the law applies to him. So we've got this lawless ideologue in the White House, and Congress is relatively hapless in the face of this. Our system is not set up for someone with the mendacity of Barack Obama in the Oval Office. It really isn't.
Tom, thank you very much. Always appreciate having you on, having Chris on. I know you're very busy, so thank you for helping us here in Idaho.
Hey, thank you. We've got big stuff coming up, and I'd spend as much time as I could with you, Kevin, otherwise. But when you see what comes out today, you'll realize, my gosh, Judicial Watch once again is there protecting the country.
And please support Judicial Watch, judicialwatch.org. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
8:45 here at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. We're joined by the young conservative comedian O from Eagle. How are you?
I'm doing great. I had trouble getting in here with my helicopter this morning, all these pesky balloons flying around.
Over 50. Can you imagine? Well, you can't imagine. I mean, you've been seeing them.
Yeah, yep. I'm originally from Albuquerque, so I know a bit about hot air balloons. They're quite spectacular. I enjoy them a lot.
Let's talk a little bit about the country right now.
Okay.
You've been having some fun. You've been writing some material even as we speak. That's why one day when you're on Jimmy Kimmel, you'll go, I remember that guy, O from Eagle. What are your thoughts here? Do you have anything? You're always thinking about making us laugh. What do you have?
Well, let's see. There is some positive news, Kevin. Obviously, our immigration problem was solved earlier this week with Governor Moonbeam in California. All the illegals have been invited to stay at his house. Problem
Boy,
solved. How cool is that?
That's a big house.
It must be a great place. I didn't realize the governor's mansion could hold 5 million or 6 or 10 or whatever, but that's good news. So check it off the list, you know?
Exactly. They're here at 580KIDO. O from Eagle. Let's talk a little bit about, you were talking about Liberal Steve and balloons. What were you saying?
Well, I think we were the Judicial Watch. Tom was talking about Lois Lerner's emails, and I figured out what the problem was. The problem was is Lois Lerner had her cloud service with Liberal Steve's cloud service, and that's a different kind of cloud.
Yes,
you know what
is.
I'm saying?
It is. It so is. It is.
Probably
indeed.
Should rethink that strategy a bit.
I'm with you on that. Oh, from Eagle, Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. This is kind of the downtime, of course, Labor Day season getting going. Now, let me see if I can get you in any hot water. What do you make of the governor's race? You got Governor Otter, you got John Bujak, you got A.J. Belukoff. What are your thoughts?
Well, I hope Governor Otter enjoys his next term. That's what my thoughts are. It's going to be kind of a done deal.
Really?
Yes, I think so.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's just a conservative place, Kevin, and I think that there are some things that maybe some people aren't real happy with the governor about, but he's not a bad guy. He's done a relatively good job over time for the citizens of Idaho, and I just don't think that we're ready for a sweeping change of handing the keys over to a Democrat anytime soon in the state of Idaho.
More coming up here at 580 KIDO, from the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
First place to be. .853, Kevin Miller in the morning. Live from the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Don't forget, military discount tickets to the Big and Rich show next week. Night Glow coming up tonight here at Ann Morrison Park, absolutely free. Tomorrow as well, Saturday, come out in the morning and see these wonderful balloons, very unique to the Treasure Valley. We have O from Eagle with us here at 580 KIDO, and you're a quick guy, aren't you there, O?
Most of the time, Kevin.
All right, well, we've got a writer here from Mississippi, Wright Thompson, pretty quick guy. And he's smacking Idaho. He's saying Idaho is Montana for crazy people.
Have you ever been to Mississippi?
I've been to Mississippi, yes.
I've been to Mississippi, and I would choose Idaho or Montana over Mississippi anytime.
He continues, I was kidding and apologize to all the citizens of Idaho, all 87 of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been to Mississippi, and one time was plenty, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm being politically nice this morning to at least him.
There we have it. He talks about he likes potatoes and hashtag conflicted.
The only people that can make fun of potatoes are people from Idaho.
Boise State's coach has a wide stance.
That's Larry Craig he's thinking of. He's got his coaches and his senators mixed up, obviously.
In Sun Valley, and oh, you know this, it's the SEC who put Daddy in jail.
No comment.
He's got you stumped.
Well, I'm a little concerned because I think they're starting up the 9-year-old balloon pilot competition here. And I'm kind of looking over my back shoulder here.
It's been a contentious story, certainly a tragedy, when you have that 9-year-old little girl and everybody else, you know, going through this, and the instructor who was killed. I mean, how do you recover from that?
It's a sad deal all the way around, but it's probably not a good idea to hand automatic weapons to 9-year-olds. I'm no weapons expert, but Alan Morton had a good point as to why they don't let 9-year-olds drive cars, you know, for the same reason kind of deal.
Are we
safety
so,
issue.
Wait a minute, are we so desperate for content we're quoting Alan L. Morton, attorney at law? Come on, O.
Hey, I was in the car. I heard it. And,
my goodness, you know, gracious.
And then Tom Munns got in there and really mixed it up with it.
I know. That's a reason why you need to go for the podcast at 580KIDO. So you have anything else, or you're just in awe of being here?
No, it's been great. Things are kind of winding down here a little bit, but I appreciate you improvising and having me sit in the hot seat here for a few minutes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your real world. You've decided to leave a company you've been with for quite some time.
That's correct.
You know, we kid about things a lot, but you're a very successful businessman. You've helped a lot of people navigate the terrific, terrible, tremacious world of finance. Now you're going out on your own. Aren't you scared? You've been working for the man for so many years.
Yeah, well, I'm not scared. It's probably a miracle that I survived working for the man in corporate America for as long as I did without getting fired or quitting, because, you know, I'm a kind of a rebel without a clue kind of guy.
Well, now you're into what, financial management, is that right?
Right. You know, registered investment advisor, that sort of thing. I have to be careful because the feds monitor everything that comes out of your mouth as a financial advisor.
Well, how does one retire and is secure? Everybody wants to do that, but, you know, you have 80% of America not in the markets. You have mutual funds up and down. I mean, how do you do that?
Well, you have to put your money somewhere. And, I mean, short of burying it in the mattress or putting it in a coffee can, you know, I think you don't put it all in one place. You know, you have Dave Pezzo on. He's got good
advice. We're talking about you, because Dave Pezzo will tell me to invest in the markets. But, you know, this is something that hits real life folks. You deal with it all the time. People are scared.
You've heard the saying that's 500 years old, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Do you know where that saying came from originally?
Yeah, Kevin Miller's career.
No, Don Quixote, the little guy, the little short guy, fat guy, Sancho Panza.
Yeah, I resemble that remark.
Yes, well, he said to Don Quixote, don't put all the eggs in one basket. Sir, that statement has been around for 500 years
right,
for a reason.
But people get scared when they say, well, you have to expect some losses.
Yeah, and there's a certain place for risk in anybody's life financially, but not all of it. That's the key.
All right, O from Eagle. I don't know if he answered my questions.
Well, I tried to do the end run around it as best I could.
You know,
I can't give specific financial advice over the radio. You know that, right?
Well, now I do. All right, let's get you to traffic at 580 KI. Hey, and it's Kevin Miller. I do want to thank everybody that have come out to the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. If you want to come out, spiritofboise.com. A programming announcement. I will be back on Wednesday because Miss Dorothy wants her fence painted, and I have to do that. It's all about your priorities, folks. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving.